Praise the Lord. I extend to you all a warm welcome in the name of Jesus. Let us worship God. I'm reading one of the Psalms that is found in Isaiah chapter 12. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. God's word to us this morning. Yesterday, Pastor Wade Martin was speaking to us, and he told us that his life was turned around when someone said four words to him. And I was listening to him, and yet back there, I kept thinking, what could those four words have been? Were they really mean words? Were they, how were the, you know, I told Susan later, and we were taking some guesses at what those words may have been. But this morning I had four words that came to me. And I think they can turn my life around. And they were these: rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad. And I thought about those words. Jesus said, rejoice and be exceeding glad. But I find those exact words in Psalm 118. We will rejoice and be glad in the day which the Lord has made. And here we have in that day. That's this day of his grace and his working in his people. So we say, praise the Lord. And with joy we draw water out of the wells of salvation. We recognize the one who is our strength and our song and is become our salvation. And he is great in the midst of his people. Praise the Lord. So let us worship him. Hallelujah. Come thou almighty King, help us thy name to sing. I believe it's number 53 in the hymn book. 53. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Come thou almighty King, help us thy name to sing. Help us to praise, Father all glorious, for all victorious. Come and reign over us, ancient of days. Come thou incarnate.
chorus we sing from the song of the children of Israel, Exodus 15, after they crossed the parted sea. Who is like unto thee, O Lord among gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Who is like unto thee? Who is like unto thee, O Lord among gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Who is like unto thee? Hallelujah. So what's the answer to that? No one. No one like our God. Praise the Lord. Brother Wade, I referred to his talk already. It was a real blessing to me. And one of the blessings of that talk was this, that he was telling about his childhood. And he said, me and my brothers used to live at 525 Neal Street or something in Sandusky, Ohio. And he said it again, and then he corrected it. He said, my brothers, my two brothers and I. But I felt a little bad. It sounded right the other way, even though it wasn't right. It sounded like what I'm used to hearing. There's a brother that comes fourth period. And I'm so glad I was here to hear him do this again. I've heard it over the last several years. He prays, Brother Pedro, and he prays from his heart. And always part of his prayer is, whom like you, O God? Whom like you? Whom like you? There's such an anointing to it. And I hope he never changes it. I hope he never corrects it, because it just... It goes right in, and our hearts are lifted to think of God, so great, so high, so holy, and He stoops to us. He meets us in our need. He lifts us to Himself. Hallelujah. Who is like unto Thee, O Lord among gods? Who is like unto Thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Who is like unto thee? Oh, we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Holy, holy. Hallelujah.
Thank you. thanks in the remembrance of your holiness, O Lord. We worship you, we adore you this morning. Praise your holy name.
Psalm 118, there's another verse there that speaks about Jesus, the stone that the builders refused, becoming the head of the corner, and it says, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. And when I read that verse, I always think of a tape, a recording that a good friend of ours gave us long ago. It was before the days of CDs, because it's a cassette recording, and it's Alvin Slaughter, mighty voice, soloist. Your daughter, Brother Chow, your youngest, Martha, gave us this. And I think it was for a certain a certain song on there that she wanted us to hear, but I listened to the whole tape, and he kind of changed that verse. Not only it is marvelous in our eyes, but he sings, Lord, you're marvelous in our eyes. Marvelous in our eyes, Lord, you're marvelous in our eyes. And I was get a blessing from hearing him exalt the Lord like that. Oh, for a sight of Jesus today. Great Jesus, exalted Jesus. Hallelujah, mighty, triumphant Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Risen, exalted, and glorified in the highest place that heaven affords, it belongs to him, the King of kings, and Lord of lords, and heaven's eternal light. Hallelujah. And I have in my heart to pray for certain people this morning, a group of people that I've seen them, and I know you... There will be others that perhaps feel they belong in this group, and if you do, just lay hold of the blessing, because I could easily miss someone. But I was thinking of those older ones who have served us faithfully all summer. Well, now I'm getting myself in trouble with that adjective. But I just want to pray for Sister Alita and Sister Elsie and Sister Antia most of the summer. She's been here. Brother Bob, and we're thankful for his wife too. Sister Lillian. And then two that are younger than I are Tom and Mary. We're so thankful for faithful service from these who just, you know, they just pour out their strength all summer long. I know when Auntie goes home, she doesn't sit still, but she gets on the phone and she gathers children for vacation, Bible school, reminds them. Some of our children need to be reminded, and their parents too. And some of them, actually, you have to tell them what day it is and what time it is. And remember, it's tonight that you're going to come to church. And she's busy doing that. And then she comes back here and serves. So, would you join with me in prayer for these ones who have been serving the Lord among us and giving their strength? And, well, the Lord pours in the strength, right? Apart from him, we can do nothing. But let's just pray that there shall be a special blessing today, a refreshing blessing, replenishing their strength, spiritual and physical. Lord, we just pray together for these ones who have been blessing us. We thank you, and we want to pray that you will pour in a blessing today. This is your day, Lord. We think of your triumph, the resurrection life of Jesus. We thank you for the glory of the Father by which Jesus was raised from the dead, and that newness of life in which we can walk because of the very life of Jesus being our portion. Lord, we want to pray. We want to join our hearts in love and faith and prayer for these ones that were mentioned and any others that should have been mentioned. Lord, just come to them. Pour in a blessing. Strengthen them by your grace. Quicken them by your life. Lord, come to Sister Alita, Sister Elsie, Sister Antia, Brother Tom, Sister Mary, Brother Bob. Come to him, Lord, today. Oh, Lord, let Sister Lillian be in on this blessing. Lord, just pour out a blessing upon them. Just what you have in your heart for them today, we pray. Strengthening them by your grace, quickening them by your life, oh Lord. And I pray for a fresh sight of Jesus. What greater blessing could we have? I pray that you, Lord Jesus, will be marvelous in their eyes today. Lord, even as never before, why not, Lord? Give them a new, fresh vision, Lord, of yourself, high and lifted up. able for everything that concerns them, abundantly able, Lord, far more than able. You are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Jesus, you are the head, and we look to you and know that your life flows to your members. So we pray that you will meet them and bless them and come upon them even today in promised fullness of a fresh anointing. Fill with your Spirit afresh and anew today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We expect that you move in their hearts and lives, and just come to them today, Lord. Let this be a wonderful, glorious day in them. Your working being carried forward in their lives. Hallelujah. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thy own hands. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Didn't you love that song that Brother Tom played this morning? Did you recognize it? He's been bugling out for us all summer long. Sometimes he has some help, but every morning, 8 o'clock, holiness unto the Lord, and then he adds another one. If it's your birthday, he'll say happy birthday, too. So, by the way, is it anyone's birthday today? Okay. Because I didn't hear him play it. Do you remember what it was? Come thou fount of every blessing. Tune my heart to sing thy grace. I said, we have to sing that. I said it to myself, of course. We have to sing that this morning. That is so great. Praise the Lord. And it's good for the end of the season. God has blessed us throughout. I'm so glad you can be here for the close of this season, because the Lord is crowning the year with his goodness. Praise the Lord. Tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never cease, and call for songs of loudest praise. Loudest praise. That reminds me of Psalm 66. Make his praise glorious. And I think I may not have given the number yet. Number 9. Did I give it? Okay. I saw some of you paging through. And I said, they must know what 9 is. That means I didn't give out the number. Come thou fount of every blessing. Shall we stand? Maybe this is a good time to bring our offering to the Lord as we sing this song. Number 9. Come thou fount of every blessing. Tune my heart to sing thy grace. Come thou fount of every blessing.
Find my wandering.
played that song this morning, I was singing, I wanted to sing all the verses, and I guess I had them all in my mind, but I got stuck on the second one that says, "Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home." And I thought, what a good song for the end of the season. We're looking back, thanking God, and looking forward too. We pray for all who were here, all those campers that the Lord brought to us, all those guests and staffers. And we thank God for that which He has wrought among us. And we say, strengthen, O Lord, that which You have done for us in each life. So we look ahead too. We look with confidence because we know that God is gracious, merciful, and mighty. We have a great Savior, don't we? And we love Him. We love Him. Hallelujah. So I was thinking about that word Ebenezer, and I don't know too many songs with Ebenezer. Maybe that's the only one I can think of right now, anyway. I raise mine Ebenezer. We know that it comes from the story in the life of Samuel. I believe it's 1 Samuel 7. But what does it mean? What does it mean, Ebenezer? So who wants to appear intelligent? What does Ebenezer mean? Hitherto the Lord has helped us. That's what Samuel said. God had given a great victory, but he knew that the job wasn't finished. Hitherto the Lord has helped us. And we can say that. Can't we say that? Even in regard to this camp season, hitherto the Lord has helped us. And we're so thankful. And we look back over our lives and we just thank God. Hitherto the Lord has helped us. And then the second line, and I trust by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Praise the Lord. Jesus, what does it say? Sought me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. And he has begun a good work in our hearts, and he will carry it forward. We trust him to do that. Certainly he will not drop that which he has begun. He's not like I am. He's not like one of us, fickle as we sometimes can be. He has a purpose, and he means to see it through. He will not fail. Hitherto the Lord has helped us. So I just want to read you a little poem. This poem was written by, I see, Gottfried A. Waldvogel. That's my father's father. This is what he looks like. Anyway, hitherto and henceforth, it's called. Hitherto the Lord has helped us, has provided all we needed. Never has his mercy failed us when in confidence we pleaded. Then henceforth we will trust him fully, praise his name, whate'er betide us. Can we ever be downhearted when the Savior walks beside us? And he put a little scripture reference next to each of these verses. For hitherto, of course, it's 1 Samuel 7:12, and for henceforth, it's Psalm 125:2. And I know that many of you are familiar with that verse, maybe not just from the reference, but if I were to quote it, you would recognize that verse that says, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people forever. Henceforth, what does it say? The word henceforth is used. Henceforth and even forever, I believe it says. But let me, might as well make sure, get it right. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. So there's the henceforth. We look back and we see the mercy of God. We look forward and we trust in the mercy of God. Once more, I'm doing this for me too, so that I get it into my heart. Hitherto the Lord has helped us, has provided all we needed. Never has his mercy failed us when in confidence we pleaded. Henceforth we will trust him fully. Praise his name, whate'er betide us. Can we ever be downhearted when the Savior walks beside us? The Lord is round about his people. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Love to think of that, don't you? Mercy all around you. That's the element you're in. Praise the Lord. God's steadfast love. Wonderful Jesus. So Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy, and yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide. Wondered when I would have a chance to do this, to introduce Pastor Yu and say, would you please come and speak to us here at Pilgrim Camp? He hasn't been able to join us for a while now, and I'm so glad that he's with us this morning and that he has a word for us. I just thank Pastor Yu and his wife. They are ministers of CCCMD, Chinese Christian Church of Maryland. And that's the church, as we know, that started in, was it in your house or your house? But there were two couples, right? The Chow family and the Yu family. And then it has grown since then. Now, he's in a long line of great men. I heard some of the older ministers calling him something that I haven't yet had the nerve or the desire to call him, and that is TC. Maybe my father called you, did he? I know Brother Graber does, and I heard Brother Wade. oh, there I go with the older.
I like that,
TC. So I'm thinking of D.L. Moody and C.H. Spurgeon and F.B. Meyer and A.J. Gordon and R.C. Sproul to come to the current day and TCU, you know. So I should try to work something like that with my name. But praise the Lord. I'm just so glad. They send us over the years. I think it started with Albert and Catherine and their children. What a blessing. What a blessing they have been in this camp, and serving faithfully in many areas, counseling, cooking, and good things like that. And now he sends staffers from his church to us each year. And I thought this year they were just a special group, the ones that came from Maryland. And I'm so thankful for that. They give us a real boost. But now we're ready for the boost that the Lord is going to give us through you, Brother Yu. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take your time.
Okay.
God bless you.